I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. There was a full house at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center for this past Saturday's show of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Most of the kids around me knew what a lion and a witch are, but many had to be clued in by their parents about just what a wardrobe is. Suffice to say that by the end of the brief, well-put-together hour of Cardinal for Kids, many wished that they had one. As a teen, I read C.S. Lewis's sci-fi, and as an English major, his criticism. But it was only a couple of weeks ago that I tried The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Playwright Leclanche Durand has done a great job of making a play from the tale. In her telling, the children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, are all grown up, and they've come back to their old playroom. As they think back, Lucy recaptures her youthful adventuring spirit. Edmund dons horns and high heels to appear as the welcoming, though deceitful, fawn, Mr. Tumnus. Susan, with a white wrap from the wardrobe, is the witch, and Lucy, with the aid of Peter, is the brave Mr. Beaver. Peter puts on a furry coat and a mane as the noble lion Aslan. The world of Narnia that the four encounter is a place ruled by a spell of the witch. It's always winter, and it's never Christmas. Though there are stories of the goodness of a character named Aslan, he's been away for a long time. Meanwhile, the witch rules. She corrupts the greedy Edmund with a promise of endless Turkish delight and the power to rule over his siblings. With her magic wand, she turns her opponents to stone statues. C.S. Lewis's story is a made-up mix of early English mysticism and Christianity. There's an imaginary legend that if four heroes come to a stone table high on a mountain, the witch's power will be broken. Peter, Susan, and Lucy do make the difficult and dramatic ascent to the stone table. It's there that they meet Aslan, played by Peter. However, the queen with the traitorous Edmund arrive, and she claims victory. But it's Aslan's willingness to sacrifice his life to redeem the now miserable Edmund that makes the foursome. In a rather scary and dramatic scene, the witch does humiliate and kill Aslan. But he later arises, and in the final dramatic battle, it's Edmund who breaks the witch's wand and turns the tide. Aaron Gauthier is the designer for the wonderfully detailed old playroom and the neatly reversing wardrobe. Kayla Chislinski came up with the costuming that nicely moves from the present to the mystical past. I'm not sure who to credit, but I like the puppet and the puppeteers of Mr. Beaver. Brandon Reed's sound design, from the bird that leads the children to the whip cracks for the witch and the lion's roar of Aslan, were all neatly coordinated and added much. Skillful direction and creative use of the props is by Jenny McKnight. As the foursome reassemble to look back on their childhood playroom, Lucy would like to re-enter the wardrobe and do it all again, but the others, led by Peter, turn to us in the audience, saying that it's we who must relive and retell the tale. Anna Butler is a charmer as the adventuresome Lucy, and with Trevor Porkheiser's help, a convincing Mr. Beaver. Jake McCutcheon is the friendly Mr. Tumnus. He's also the traitorous Edmund, but remember, he also saves the day in battle with the witch. Courtney Reed Harris is a kindly Susan and that whip-cracking, merciless witch. Trevor Porkheiser is the brave Peter and later the self-sacrificing Aslan. The Cardinal for Kids production of C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center plays through September 23rd. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
Tomorrow, just